Tonight's daf is daf yutes. We got to the beginning of the next parak. Which parak are we up to now? The seventh parak we're about to start. So the mission begins, halach aleph, it begins, that mos shenimtsu bein shkalm, referring to, you find some coins. We spoke of 13 shofros, or 13 boxes that collected money for different purposes, for nedava, for kinim. So let's say you find mos shenimtsu bein shkalm l'nedava. You find the coins between shkalm and the nedava. The Gemara is going to ask, that Shkalm and Nedava actually were not next to each other. There was the first one and there was the last one. So how is that possible you could find them in between the first and the last one? But let's say you did find them between the Shkalm box and the Nedava box. So the Mishnah says the obvious point. If it's Karav L'Shkalm, so Yiflu L'Shkalm. But it's L'Nedava, Yiflu Nedava. Whichever one it's closest to, we assume it came from that box. But Mechzel and Mechzel, so let's say it's Mamish halfway in between these two boxes. So Yiflu Nedava. So then we put it in the Nedava. And the reason why I put it in the Nedava, the Gemara is going to explain why it goes to the Nedava. Then the Mishnah says, let's say you find it between the boxes that Beina Eitim Lilavona. Karav Leitim, Yiflu Leitim. If it's closer to Lavona, Yiflu Lilavona. So the first thing we always look at is Karav. But if it's Mechzel Mechzel, if it's Mamish halfway in between, Yiflu Lilavona, it goes to Lavona. And the reason for this is because since the Lavona is something that is itself Nikrav on the Mizbeach, as opposed to Eitim are a Hechsher, so we put it to Lavona, which is a greater mitzvah than the Hechshem mitzvah of the eight. So then the Mishnah says, let's say you find the Bein Kinim L'Gozle Ola, between those two boxes, Karav L'Kinim, Yiflu L'Kinim, Karav L'Gozle Ola, Yiflu L'Gozle Ola. But Mechz L'Mechz, if it's 50-50, Yiflu L'Gozle Ola. Then we put it in the Gozle Ola. The reason is because since Gozle Ola, the Karbanos Ola, is Kula Kaliol, it gets entirely burnt up on the Mizbeach, so therefore, it's more kadosh than if it were to be used for the kinim, which one of them is going to be a chatas, which is not as kadosh. Now, let's say bein chulin lemaiser sheni karav lechul. Let's say you have not the boxes that were in the base of mikdash, but let's say a person in his home has a one stucka box he has for chulin, and the other stucka box is used for maiser sheni. And the maiser sheni money has to be taken to Yerushalayim to buy food and eat in Yerushalayim. So now you found some coins in between the two tzedakah boxes. So what do you assume? So again, if it's karav l'chulin, yiflu l'chulin. But if it's closer to the maiser sheni, so yiflu l'maiser sheni. Mechz l'mechz. So let's say it's mamish in between these two boxes. So the halacha is, so yiflu l'maiser sheni. You move it to maiser sheni because that's the more kadosh one. That's the more chumrah. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the principle is, as we know, Zeh klal, holchen achar karov. We always look which way everyone's closest, lahakil, even if it means lakula. But mechzel mechzel, we always go, lahachmir, we're stringent. So the Gemara now says that the lohutzach adalo, so the question I was saying before, that how is it possible that you have the shkalim is the first box and the double is the last box? So how could there be any coins in between those two? There were 11 other boxes in between all of them. How does that make sense? Lohutzach adalo, this is an impossible case. Bein Shkalim L'Kinim. So it should be next to Shkalim L'Kinim. Those are the two boxes that were next to each other. And so the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yovan B'Shem Rabbi Pinchas Kimin Buchlayer. It was like a bracelet. Hayuos, and it was a circle. So the first and last ones, of course, are going to meet at the end. So it is possible to find between the Shkalim and the Nedava. Mishnah, the Gemara now quotes the Mishnah, Mechzel Mechzel Yiflu L'Nedava. You find it mamish in between the Nedava and the shkalim, you put it to the nedava. So why? What's the reason for this? So ista by meimar, some explain the reason why it goes to the nedava is shema yiplu lishari lishka. Because let's say you put it in the shkalim box, and it's possible then, after all the money was used for the karbanos, any leftover money is going to go to shiari lishka, to fix the building and the walls, and turns out the money a person gave for nedava for karbanos ended up being used for Shari Lishka to fix the building. That's not what he wanted. So therefore, by putting it in the Nedava box, will ensure that the money that I gave, whether it was to Shkalim or to Nedava, they will be ensured to be used for Karbanos coming from the Nedava box. That's one explanation. This Dibai Meimar, others want to say the reason is, Mechza Mechza Kimi Shemes. So when it's half and half, so it's as if a person gave Shkalim and died before it got there. And the lacha is that you take the money out of a person who used for Shkalim and you put it to Nedava. So Amar Rabbi Yasi, Adana Taman, when I was there, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, when I was in Bavel, Shemias Kal Rabbi Yehuda Shishal Shmuel, I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel the following question. Hifrish Shikla Umes, a guy separates a shekel And then the Baal HaShekel dies. So what do you do with that shekel? Amarle, so Shmuel answered, you yiplu l'nedava. So too, once you don't know where the shekel goes, the Gemara is comparing it to as if the owner died. We don't know who the owner is. We don't know where it went. And therefore, anytime there's a change from the shekelim status, we put it in the nedava box. And that's the reason why we move it there. Gemara now says, just another statement, Mosar Siris Ha'efa Shalom. Again, seems pretty random here, but if this is the Yerushalmi, so that's not anything surprising. But if there's any leftover Asir Sa'efa, the Kohen Gadol has to bring in Asir Sa'efa every single day. Half of it gets brought in the morning, and half of it gets brought in the afternoon. So let's say he separates money for the purpose of the Asir Sa'efa, and there's some extra money. So Shalom, the Kohen Gadol gets to pocket that money afterwards. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yolicham Li'ap HaMelech. No. Once he designated it for the Asir Sa'efa, even though it's not needed anymore, you can't use it, and it has to be thrown away in the Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Lazar, Amru Yiplu L'Nedava, he argues and says, no, you could still keep it in the Beis HaMikdash and have it fund the Nedavos, the Karbanos. Okay. Gemara now says, Kashya. So the Mishnah had told us that if you find a shekel between the Kinim and the Gozei Ola, so we put it into the Gozei Ola, since a Karban Ola is more Chashiv than a Karban Chattas that would have come from the Kinim box. So Gemara says, Vakasha, this is a problem, because V'yesh Chattas Kreva Ola. But let's say the money was really designated for the Chattas. You can't change a Chattas money for an Ola money. How does that work? And so the Gemara answers that this we've seen many times throughout Shkalim. Chizki b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Tanai Bezdin hu al ha-mosros sheyikru olos. The Bezdin made a Tanai, a condition that any leftover money, any extra money, any money that's lost or confused, all that money is going to be used as an Ola. And Bezdin has the right to do that. So the Gemara now says, Ha'isha azos b'mayhi miskaperis. Okay, but a woman, Yoledes, brought money for Kinim. And it dropped out of the box. Now people are going to assume we don't know where it went. They're going to put it in the Gozei Ola box. But she has an obligation to bring a Chattas because she's a Yoledes. So how does she get her Kapara? And so the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Tanai Bezdin Hu, HaMisapek as a Kinim, Hu Misapek as a Psulos. So the person who's in charge of the boxes, he made a mistake. He's responsible. It's a very big responsibility to watch over. So if there's any money that gets lost, he has to pay out of pocket. If there's anything that gets puzzled. If he's, let's say, shechting one of the birds, and one of them gets a pasul shechita or a malika, so he has to replenish and buy a new one. So here as well, the money fell out of the box. That was his fault. And therefore, he is required to pay another money to the kinim, and this way the yoledes is going to get her kapara. Gemara thou says, lo tzarcha delo. So this is going on the... the Mishnah only mentioned three different scenarios of how the box... how the money was fell between the different boxes. So Gemara says, what about the other ones? Lo tzarcha delo, bein ola le'etim, we didn't discuss that one. Or the levona, lezav, the kaporas. What about all the other ones? So the Gemara says, tinyasa besofa, that's why the last line of the Mishnah told us the klal, zaklal holchen achar karov, mechza lemechza ha'lahachmer. That was the klal. We gave three examples in the beginning, and once we have that those examples, now we could state the principle, and that applies to every other scenario of money falling in between any of the other shofars. Okay, new Mishnah tells us in the bottom halacha beis mos shenimsu lifnei socher behema. You have a guy in Yerushalayim who's selling animals, and there's some money in front of him, and you don't know the status of that money. So liola meiser, you always assume it's meiser sheni, because most of the people who are traveling to Yerushalayim are bringing meiser sheni to fulfill the mitzvah of eating meiser sheni. So any money dropped, it's the rove is going to be meiser sheni, and you have to use that money with the halachas of meiser sheni. We don't assume it's chulin. Let's say you find money bahar abayis, so that you could assume chulin, because most of the money, we'll see in a second why that is, but we're assuming it's a chulin. The Gemara will address that question. If you find it, and Yerushalayim, Bishar Kamal Yimos Hashanah, one second here. Right, if Yerushalayim, so if it's Shah Yimos Kal Yimos Hashanah the rest of the year, you assume that this money is chulin. Not money that's found in front of the Socher Behema, the guy buying animals, but rather anywhere on the street you find money. So throughout the rest of the year, Shah Yimos Hashanah, we assume it's chulin money. But if it's B'shas HaRegel, during the times of the Regel, where people will come up and go do Aliyah Regel, and along the way they fulfill their Chiv of Meiser Sheni money as well, then we assume HaKol Meiser. So that's the three different places. Again, in front of the Socher Behemos, in the Har Bayis, and then Yerushalayim, which depends on the time of the year. And then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, another scenario is Basar Shenimsa Bazara. you find meat in the Azara lying on the ground. A lot of meat was being shechted and thrown around. There's a piece of meat on the floor in the Azara in the base of Mikdash. What do you do with it? So if it's a varm, if it's large limbs, so then you assume, Ola, so it must have been an Ola, and you put it back on the Mizbeach to be burnt. Vilchatichos, if you find cut up, little pieces cut up of the meat, so then you assume it's chatalos, that the Kohanim took part of the chatas to eat, they start cutting up into different pieces, ribs and whatever else they're cutting up, so therefore they're chatalos. Vibushalayim, if you find, let's say, meat in Yerushalayim outside the Beis HaMikdash, so zivchei shlamim, you assume it's zivchei shlamim because a shlamim are allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, they're allowed to be taken outside the Azara. An Ola is not taken anywhere. A chatas can be eaten anywhere in the Azara, but outside of the Azara, only the Shlamim could be outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara now says, now at the end of the day, even though we said this one's an Ola, this one's a Chatas, this one's a Shlamim, in the end of the day, what do you do with it? Zev is Zev, whether it's a big limb or it's a broken up limb, whether it's a Shlamim or an Azara, you can't be makrivit and you can't eat it either because there's a psul of Hesach Hadas. When it comes to Kachim, the moment the owner no longer has focus on what's going on, there's a psul. Even though it didn't touch anything tummy necessarily, there's a psul of Hesach Hadas. So zev is zev, two bar tsuraso. You have to leave it overnight or until where it starts losing its freshness, whatever shear that is, and then yatzel beis hasreifa. Because there's a din, you can't burn kachim that are good and edible, you're not allowed to burn. So you just leave it out for a few days until it gets bad. Once it's two bar tsuraso, the tsura, the image, is ruined, so then you could go ahead and bring it to the beis hasreifa to burn. So now the Mishnah says, Nimsa begvul. Let's say you find it outside of Yerushalayim. So now, what's the halacha? If Avarim, if you find big limbs, nevelos, you assume that they're nevelos and you can't eat them. If they're chatichos, if they're cut up, and a person prepared them, cut this part of the meat, that part of the meat, so then mutaris, then you assume that they're kosher, because if it was a nevela, no one's going to waste the time busy cutting up a rib of nevela, because there's no one to sell to. So if it's cut up in whatever rib steaks and the skirt steak, so then you assume it must have been a kosher piece of meat. Now going on to Amud Beis now, the Mishnah says in the very top line of Yud Tes Amud Beis, Ubishas haregel shabasa meruba af evarim mutaros. Now during the regel, where it's very, very busy, and people would cut up large pieces of meat also, so then even the evarim, even large pieces of meat that weren't cut, you could assume that they're mutter as well, because it's just very active all over Eretz Yisrael. Gemara now says, Lo tzarcha de lo bahar bayis kodesh. So we said in the Mishnah that if you find money on har bayis, you assume it's chulin. So Gemara says, why do you assume it's a chulin? Isn't there a lot of hektesh money that's coming from the Beis HaMikdash? So isn't it possible that some hektesh money fell down and rolled down onto har bayis? The Gemara says that Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that chazaka she'ein ha-korin motzi min ha-lishcha maos ad she'u mechalin al ha-behema. We know that Kohanim were so careful, they would never take any of the shkalim that are hektesh out of the lishka until they were transferred onto behema. So it would never get to the point, the money would never get so far outside the har bayis. So in other words, they'd bring an animal inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then they say, okay, this money right here is going to be, we'll sell to this person that's going to transfer the Kedusha onto this behema, so it doesn't get very far. So if any coin did leave from the lishka, it must have been already desecrated before that point. Okay, the Gemara now says, Basa shenimsa, if you find meat that's in the Azar, we had a few different scenarios in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer b'shem Rabbi Yoshaya, so why is the meat pasul? If we know if it's a big piece of meat, it's a varim, we assume it's an ola. If it's chatichos, we assume it's a chatas. If they're outside in Yerushalayim, we assume it's a shlamim. So why do you have to burn it? So I said before in the Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer b'shem Rabbi Yoshaya says, his siyadas, once you lose focus and not pay attention to the kachim, that itself is a psul. Ton ibur tzura, it requires you waiting overnight a few days until it loses its tzura, and then you burn it. Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Masnisa Amar Kain, the Brisa says the same idea. It says, Tubar tzurasa v'yetu the Beis HaSreifa, that you have to let it lose its image, and then you burn it, you send it off to burn in the Beis HaSreifa. Amar Rabbi Yossi v'yos, and this is very much, is this really correct in the question, v'yos, is this really true? La'achlo, einad yachal shemanis kalkil tzurasa. So, one second here. Right, is the reason why you can't eat, you have to wait tzuras. So it's not necessary because of hesech daito. It's possible the reason why you have to wait because maybe it's possible it's nosar, some other psul. Maybe there's a real psul. Not because of psul hesech das, but maybe there's a nosar. And the from kain tzarech meimer. And that's the reason why the Braisa says, two bar tzuraso v'yete beis esreifa. Wait for it to go overnight and lose its shape and image and then burn it. But whoever says it's a raya that hesech daito is a problem, maybe there's another concern, another type of psul that caused the Braisa to say the din of two bar tzuraso v'yete beis esreifa. Gemara now is quoted from the Mishnah, Nimsa Begvulin. If you find any meat that's outside Yerushalayim, any city in Eretz Israel, Rabbi Krispa, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, B'Rabbi Chanina, Evarim Nevelos. He says that any large piece of meat is considered Nevela, and Lokin Alein Mishim Nevela, that we're so certain that these big pieces of meat are Nevela, that if a person eats from them, he would get a full set of lashes. And Masnisa Amr Kain, the Braisa says the same thing, Evari Nevelos, V'chatichos Mutaros. Chatichos Mutaros, Gemara says, lo mamish, not really, is not mamish, does not mean the mamish are mutter, they are mutter. It means we take it literally, chatichos mutaros. So in the same way, v'tikavase, just like that, when it says evarim nevelos, we take it literally, that's mamish and nevelos, in which case, lokin, alein, mishim nevela. One who eats them would get lashes, exactly what Rabbi Yossi said above. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Krispa, b'shem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, he says, im hayu machrozos, mutaros. If, however, they're tied together, if you have a bunch of big pieces of meat that are wrapped together tied, so then you could assume they're kosher. Because if they're nevelos, a person wouldn't waste their time wrapping it together, tying it together with something. We're talking about where there's a big piece of meat on the floor somewhere, that's a situation where you assume it's a nevela. But if a guy took the time to tie it around in a rope with a few other pieces of large evarim, then we assume it's mutter. Gemara says, talking about the same concept of whenever there's a shaila, something by basar, Gemara quotes a famous discussion about Teisha Chanuyos Mochus Basar Nevela. You're in a city where the nine stores that sell treif meat, nevela meat, V'achas Mocheres Basar Shchuta, and there's one kosher butcher. Uvnishchal Fulo, and you made a mistake, you weren't sure which one you bought from, you were just not paying attention, you came out with a piece of meat, they all have the same bags. So who'd you buy from? So Choshesh, where we say is a Safik, there's a din without getting into the reasoning of this, but whenever it's something's kavua, when the things are stationary and the stores are stationary here, even though it's really 1 to 9 chance that it was kosher, 9 to 1 that's nevela, we assume that it's usher to have the meat because chances are you didn't have kosher meat. But the nimseis, if you find it off on the street somewhere, which is not kavua, it's called parish. So then we assume called the parish miruba parish. Anything that gets separated from some minion of some sort, we assume it goes based on rov. Hochan achar rov. In this case, since there are 9 nevela stores out of 10, we assume it's nevela. But what about the opposite case? Teisha chanuyas mochas b'sar shchuta. 9 kosher butchers ve'achas mochares b'sar nevela. And there's 1 nevela store. Nischal falo, you got confused which store you bought from. So choshesh, since the stores are stationary, even though it's a 90% chance you bought a kosher meat, once it's kavua, kavua tells us mechza, 50 or 50, and you cannot rely on rov, you can't eat it. But nim says, let's say you find it away from the stores. It's a parish, it's separate, called the parish, meruva parish. So here we say holchen acha rov, and in this case, 9 out of 10 stores are kosher, so you are allowed to eat it. Gemara now on the same topic of basar with this suffix about meat. The Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan ha-nimsa b'yad nachri k'nimsa b'platya. A person finds meat in the hand of a nachri, it's no different than finding in the shuk, in which case you have to, whatever the rove is. If it's a place where rove butchers are kosher, then it's kosher. If rove butchers are nevela, then it's nevela. So the Gemara tells a story now. Rabbi Lezer Bey, Rabbi Chag, I have a masmich le Rabbi Mana. He was once leaning on Rabbi Mana as he's walking through the street, and must have been older, or he hurt his foot or something. He saw chad arami. He saw one non-Jew, mikata minsusa. He was cutting off some horse meat. Umapik libra, and he took it outside, libra, outside to the shuk. An amarle. So they said to each other, the two amarayim, hadahu damar, is this what? Is this really true, that damar of Yochanan hanimsa b'yanachri k'nimsa b'platya? If you find the nachri selling meat, you could trust it, whatever the rove is. But we just saw that guy cut a piece of horse meat. How can we trust him? It's a place where most stores here are kosher meat. A guy's going to go high ahead and buy from this nachri, and it's actually horse meat. Amar Lehi says, Kain, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, V'hein shiroso yotmi makulan shel Yisrael. It's only true if you saw the Nachri leave the kosher store, so then you could assume a rove, which most likely he did, he bought a kosher meat because he walked out of a kosher store. But if you don't see the guy walking out of a kosher store, you just see him coming up with a piece of meat, you cannot rely on it in that situation. Mar tells another ma'isa, chad bar nash b'tzipurin. There's once a person in Tzipurin, and azil bay mizbon kupad min tabchi. He went and wanted to buy a piece of meat from the butcher, a kosher piece of meat. V'lo yahiv lei, and he didn't give him, because apparently they didn't get along. So amr lei l'chad romai, so he said to a certain guy, v'aisi lei, and he says, you go buy it from that butcher, because he's going to sell you the kosher meat, and then give it to me. So amr lei, so he goes to the butcher, the guy goes to the butcher, lo nisfas al karchei. So you didn't buy it for me. You saw you didn't. One second, this line here.
The guy says
to the butcher that you didn't sell it to me. I was able to get it anyways. I tricked you. Amalei, the butcher says back, Valab Basar de Neveli Avlei. Yeah, but I sold the Goya a Nevela piece of meat. So you end up eating a Nevela piece of meat. Okay. Sad story. Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Maisa, Balifnei Rabbi. Once a Maisa came from in front of Rabbi. And he apparently said it was aser to buy meat from a guy, even if you saw him coming out of the kosher butcher. Amar lo kuli minei, meisa mekulin di tziporin. So Rebbe said, it's not my power that to aser such a thing, that to aser all the stores of the goyim that sell meat that buy from the butchers. What's he saying here?
Kosher meat to the market that day, we still follow the majority of kosher meat supplied to the market that day, and you're permitted to buy.
We don't have the ability to do it, even though we may have good indication that he has treif meat. We don't have the right to do that because they made a takana, they made a gzer, you could rely on the goyim who walk out of the kosher supermarkets. So therefore, it's not in my power to undo and say usher such a meat from the goy. Okay, the Gemara now says that Rav Nochas Lataman, once Rav went down to Bavel, Chamtin Mekil, and he saw that people were very makel with regards to meat that was in the hands of the guy. And he was very machmer on them. He said, it's Aser now, anytime it's, well, the Gemara refers to Basar, Shinis Alem Min Ha'ayin, any meat that was hidden from the eye, he said it was Aser. So Gemara says, Chad Bar Nish Nash Azir, one person went ahead, and by mashizga is kupite begon nahara. He wanted to bathe and to clean his meat in the river. Vin nishte ba'azilei. So he was going quickly and he forgot his meat by the river. Chazer, he went back to the river by misvinei. He wanted to take the meat. Rab said to him, Asalacha, you can't get it because dina amar hahi. Because it's possible to say, I hold Shatav Nara, the river took your meat away, Vaiti Chori de Nevela Tachta, and replaced it with a Nevela piece of meat. Once you, again, lose eyesight on it, it's usher to eat it. Okay, I'm going to go to the Halacha, the next mission, but feel free to go if you want to go. I'm going to make it down halfway this page here. So it goes quickly, just a few different stories, but again, if you need to go, go. Chad Barnash Havim Mahalach B'shuka Tain Kupad. A guy once went to the shuk, and he wanted some ta'an kupat, he wanted a piece of meat. Also, daisei, a certain bird called a daya, that's what's mentioned in the parshas in the Torah, v'chatfei minei, a bird came and took the meat, utlaktei, and threw it to another place. Chazer bay misvinei, so a person wanted to go ahead and take the meat. So amalei, Rav said, asalach, you can't eat it, because it's basa shenis alim in ayin. Dina amar, I hold basa dinaveila havasta, you know, the tlaktei, it's possible he replaced it, took another tray of meat from elsewhere, and threw it down in this place, but nasvei ahu achrina, and it's replaced now. So once we have basish and it's alim in ayin, it's also to have that meat. Another maisa. Ginai sheshatav zikin. There was a river that was called Ginai. It had some jugs of wine from Yisrael. Asa uvda, the maisa came, kame Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Elazar, presented him what the halach is, what the status of the yain is. Is it yain nesach and aser, or is it not? V'amar yechmun shape kitrin. Take a look at if the knots are still good. If the unique knot is still wrapped around the canteens, then you can rely on it. And if it's not, if it's tampered with, so then you can't rely on it. Another maisa, Nikunneke, these different bottles of cheres, ishtakach beknisha devule, was found in a shul in a place called Dvuli, in Buli. Also, Uvda, Kame Rabbi Yirmir, they went to Rabbi Yirmir, wanted to know the status of the wine that was found in these shuls, and Amar, Yishakman besukuri avidatan. Look at the way it was, the little symbols on the bottles were, see if they were tampered with or not. If they weren't tampered with, you could have it. It's a good kosher wine, otherwise you can't. Another ma'isa gedi tli ishtach besrate de gufta. A roasted goat was once found in the shuk of Gifta. V'tirua mishum shnei dvar. And they permitted the goat meat for two reasons. So in one different halachas, mishum etzia, a person who finds it's allowed to keep it, and also mishum rov malchei drachim, and it's permitted to be eaten because since most people who walk there are Jewish, you could assume it's kosher meat. So the Gemara explains, mishum etzia is permitted to tani hamatzil miad ha'ari. Person saved something from a lion that took something away from Reuven, or miad ha'gayis, or from the different soldiers, or mishunas hayam, or from a flood, or mishunas hanar, or some flood of the river, u'mitratya gedola, or a big marketplace, u'miplatya gedola, another type of marketplace. One was a walking place, one's a place where you do selling. Hare elu shalo, this is the finder's keeper, he gets to keep it. Mipnesha by the misyashman, a guy drops money in the marketplace, he doesn't ever think he's going to get it back. So whoever finds it is allowed to keep it. So that's why mishum metzia, you could keep this roasted meat you found in the shuk. And mishum rov malchei drachim, since most people who walk through are Jewish, and not mishum shchitas nachri, you have to figure out the girs here, exactly there's a girs problem here. And therefore you could assume it is kosher meat. And it turns out after doing some further investigation, v'shtakach min debeis Rebbe, this meat actually originated from the house of Rebbe, in which case it was definitely kosher meat. Gemara has another ma'isa, eagle de guvna, it's some type of circled cheese, ishtakach befundika de Levi, was found in the guest house of Levi. V'tirua, and the Chachamim permitted one, the finder, to use it, to eat it, mishum shnei dvar, mishum hametzia, you're allowed to keep it, the one who found it, and also mishum rov malchei drachim, and also you could assume it's kosher cheese, because most people who frequented his guest house were Jews. Mishum hametzia, why, the tani, like we said above the braisa, hamatzil miyad hagayis, miyad ha'ari, mishunas hayam, mishunas hanar, ma'isratia gedola, miplatia gedola, all these places, hare elu shalom, bipnesha bailam misyashim mehen, because people who drop things there never think they'll find it again, so they're miyash on it. So you could keep it mishum metzia, and mishum rov malchei drachim, mishum gvinas nachri, there is no concern either. Vishakich min, the Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi. It turned out this cheese originated in the house of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi, which further clarified that this was kosher cheese. So Amar Rabbi Mana Kome Rabbi Yossi said in front of Rabbi Yossi, Vanun Chamin Rabbanin Machrizin. But it's really true that these certain cases, you could keep the Metziah. How can we see all the time that rabbis always announce whose Metziah this is if you don't really have to give it away, if you're really out to keep it? So Amar Lehi says, At in Havias Mishkach Lu Nesafthas. If you find it, you don't have to give it back. You're different. But the Chachamim, even though they're allowed to keep it after Yish, they want to go Lefnim Mishur Zadin, and they want to be Machriz and Midas Chasidis to give it back to the original owner. And Rabbi Yona, Avuch lo Amar Kain, but Rabbi Yona says, your father didn't hold this way. He actually said, Ela Amar, Halavai Kad Nishkach, Halavai, that I find Nishkach min Pusal go, that I find inside the walls of the Beis Knesses and Beis Medrash, anything you find inside there, you get to keep. So it's like a matana from Hashem. So he actually hoped that would happen and didn't feel the need to go ahead and try to find the original owner. And Amish has had this case just before. A guy came to me after davening and said he found a few folded dollar bills right here in the hallway and on the way down. So I said, Mirka Din, the guy has no idea he dropped it here. He probably checked, he lost the $20, and it's all yours. But the person who found it said, but wait a second, we have cameras here, so I could probably look in the cameras and find out who owns it. I said, you probably can. You don't have to. Here's Miyayish, I would imagine. But if you want to go meet this Chasidus, where the Gemara says here, you definitely could go ahead and try to find out who the owner is. So he's going to look into it. And then we'll finish with this one last line, and we'll stop. Afilu kein ashach v'lo nasif. Still, nonetheless, and it's one time that he actually did find, even though he said you don't have to announce it, Lemaisa, one time the father did find a metzia in a place where the Rabbim were found, and he could have kept it, but v'lo nasif, and he didn't take it for himself. Rather, he announced whose it was in order to find the original owner. Okay? We will stop here. Guys, only two more days left of this, all right?